Well, hello, everybody, and thank you again for tuning in to Radio Entrepreneurs. We are producing more stories than ever before during these great changing and challenging times. How is the economy adapting? How are leaders adapting? How are we protecting ourselves? And, you know, we've had some regular segments with these two experts, and I'd like to introduce them again and get into that topic. Lisa Kukier, partner at Burns & Levinson, and Aviva Sapers, CEO in Sapers & Wallach. And I think we're going to talk about impact of family finances, emotional stress, and this economy and everything that's going on. You know, everyone I talk to is concerned right now. It doesn't make a difference if they consider themselves the left or the right or the extreme or whatever it is, but everybody is got heightened emotions right now and they're concerned. And I bet you, both of you are just having so many discussions with people right now about some of these topics.
We are. This is a crazy time. You know, I think, and I'm speaking for the two of us, where people had been going and going with the assumption that come the end of summer, things would come back to normal, that there'd be a vaccine, there'd be a test, the kids would go back to school and all that sort of thing. And here we are, almost the end of September, and there's no end in sight. And so I think a lot of the conversations we've had with clients are all around what to do now. And this is the now normal instead of a new normal, because we hope that we'll get past that. But Lisa, maybe you had some other thoughts you had on that.
I think that's really well put to call it a now normal, because there is no real new normal. This is the long game. I think initially when we were on Jeff's show five months ago or so, Jeffrey interviewed us and we were talking about what felt sort of like a pause, what it's like to bring our operations home and manage our family infrastructure and keep our families and our assets protected and safe in what we thought was a pause. And now we're seeing the long game. I do have clients who are feeling stunned. They expected to return back to work and they expected to be back to so-called normal right after Labor Day. Yeah. And actually we're now looking at being in shelter a lot longer. We're understanding that this pandemic is not a pause, but that businesses are shifting their focus, they're pivoting, the disruption has created innovation. And so family-owned businesses are needing to adapt, pivot and adapt. And we have families at home helping their children with remote learning and hybrid learning. It's a long-term situation and it requires adaptability by adopting new strategies for our businesses and our families.
Well, I think of things with both of you. I mean, you guys cover the full continuum for me. I think about all these families with children who I coach and how stressed they are right now and the pressure it's putting on the family unit. And I'm talking about, to you, Lisa, the pressure on the family unit is greater than I've ever seen before. There's not a lot of relief in sight. They've got to get to work. There's so much conflict in the house about who's handling what, and people just aren't getting a break from each other. And then I think about, people thinking about wealth transfer right now with the elections coming up and wealth protection and insurance for their companies and insurance for their assets, and that everybody's sort of thinking, not only is my personal life up in the air, but my whole financial security is up in the air, and how, you know, they're looking at insurance in a whole different methodology. I'm sorry I have to throw it all out at you, but this is what I'm hearing every day from people. So maybe now I can throw it back at you.
I'm glad to start. I will agree with everything that you have just said. And I can tell you from my practice that there's been a sharp uptick in divorces and separations. It has been pretty stunning. People are contacting me with their masks on faces. They used to be able to have their jobs out of the house. They had their social lives out of the house. They coached their kids' games out of the house. They had the inputs of a community, a village of people. And now the village has become the family unit. And that changed everything. And some couples who managed to stay together for years, despite adversity in the relationship, they stayed together because they had the village helping, no longer have that village and that input. And so people are coming to me with ever greater frequency for divorce and separation. And there's some strategies we can put into place to help people stay together, but it's difficult. It's difficult right now. There's also a great difficulty when people are already separated with transferring children from one home to the other while they're in hybrid school, because now what we're having is a crossover of environment with less controls over safety. I anticipate that we're going to see more schools close down and go fully remote, given the constant shifting, but it's wreaking havoc on parenting plans right now. It's very difficult for families to accommodate this. And so I've been advising a lot of families about divorce and parenting plan custody issues.
You know, before Aviva addresses my other point, you know, just this morning at about 7:15, a client called me, family business, and we were talking about that person's parents, that they were able to visit the grandchildren and the family a lot pre, and they were able to have a very active social life. So the fact that the parents didn't like each other was sort of covered up by this active social life. And now that the parents have been trapped together for 6 months, it's been awful. And the son said to me, no, they just don't like each other. And I think that that's a problem, and you've touched upon it. But Aviva, I don't want to take away from you. This whole insurance topic seems to be just in everybody's mouth and mind right now. So I wanted to see how you were addressing that as well.
We've had a lot of people coming to us with questions about whether their insurance policies paid off if they died from COVID, which of course they do. It may be harder to obtain insurance if you have contracted the virus, at least in the short run, certainly not permanently. But people are asking lots of questions between the market volatility and the potential loss of jobs about their own financial situation. So we've had to have lots of conversations with them, pulling stuff together, making sure they've named their beneficiaries properly, that they have kept or started to create an emergency fund. And it's not a month or two's worth of expenses. It's 6 months to a year. You don't want to be in a situation where you think you have enough because you're still both working. And if that crisis is elsewhere and not happening as a crisis of having lost your job, then that may be sustainable. But if it's losing your job, unemployment only pays so much. And there's a lot that people want to think about. So we've been talking to a lot of folks about doing financial plans, looking at all of their stuff, trying to do an assessment, pulling what they have together. And there's no time like the present to not just get the house cleaning and getting rid of all the stuff you've collected over the years you've been dying to give away, but getting your financial house in order. And insurances are important. Do I have enough? Do I have too much? What is it covering? And do I have the right kinds of coverage? To your point about parents, and I mean, I can't speak to them getting along or not getting along, but long-term care is an issue, and the paying of long-term care and long-term illnesses and healthcare proxies and powers of attorney, we're all in that sandwich generation. And we're dealing with not just the kids staying home and having to coach and teach and make sure their technology is working, but the same thing with our parents at the other end, because that's the only way they can communicate these days.
I have a question for both of you, first one at a time. Aviva, is it harder or more expensive to get insurance right now?
No, it's not any more expensive. In fact, it might be a smidge easier if you're COVID-free, because a lot of the insurance companies have online application processes now, and they're using big data. So they'll look at script checks from your prescription drugs and some of your activities to help decide if you're not buying gobs of insurance, whether you're a good risk. And so that might be a lot easier than having to get a physical. A lot of people don't want to be in to have themselves poked and prodded or bring strangers into their home at this stage. So the insurance companies are dealing with that, which might make it easier.
Well, I'm like Lucy Van Pelt. I have only dog germs right now. That's my number one companion.
Love it.
Lisa, is this a bad time to get divorced? You know, decreased, income, or is it a good or a bad time? Because, you know, last night I was watching the football game, I have to admit, and I got a phone call at 8:15 from a client who was talking to me about divorce. You know, this is the time to do financial planning for divorce. So, you know, was that person right or are they wrong?
So it's a mixed bag. It's never been easier and less expensive for me to go to court. Going to court means standing right here as I am right now and arguing a case to a judge in this very location. I don't have to drive to court. There's no time billed for finding parking or sitting around a courthouse waiting for the case to be called. The case is called at a certain time, 10 a.m. And 10 a.m. means 10 a.m. or 9 a.m. means 9 a.m. 4 p.m. means, four, you know, whatever time is set for that hearing, it's on. And that's been very comfortable. It's very easy for financial advisors now to assist me in preparing a financial statement in divorce. It's a whole new world of ease now that we have all been able to bring our operations remote. And now that we're using technologies that many of us never used before. As soon as we went into lockdown back in March, everybody learned the technologies. I'd never learned Zoom before. And now, you know, look at me, I'm doing it all the time and WebEx and GoToMeetings. And, you know, I'm very comfortable with all the media. And so in terms of divorce, we all started to fit the professionals in the industry, both on the financial side, as well as on the legal side, started to develop ways to make this less expensive and more expedient and better for our clients. That said, business valuation, when there's a family business or a family professional practice, that's when it's a wild card. So I represent several people who I've represented for some time. They've got family businesses and the businesses were doing great until March 15. And suddenly people saw the valuation of businesses become uncertain. And we all thought this would be a pause and we would snap back to it in June or maybe August or maybe on September 8th, the day after Labor Day. But the businesses have not snapped back. And there's a lot of investors who have their money tied up in businesses of questionable value. And that trickles down and reverberates into the divorce valuation of businesses. Right now, I've got clients wondering, is there equity in my business anymore? Or is this all debt? Do I want it to go to my spouse in the divorce, even though I had wanted this business for myself for years, you know? And so our entire paradigm about what it means to do a property division and divorce has turned upside down based on business valuation fluctuations.
Well, it seems like what you're saying is this, no matter what though, the real victims in divorce right now are the children with the school and the commuting, that they can't win no matter what in this COVID was not bad enough for them as it was. You know, children were having trouble socializing with their cell phones before, and now they're home, and now they're remote learning. And if they get divorced, we're just creating a whole new generation of potential social issues for children. Very sad when you think about it. But again, I know the two of you are going to be coming on regularly through the year and through the election. Aviva, if someone was looking for you and needed to know more about insurance policies and protections in this economy, how would they contact you? And other investment vehicles too.
They can call me at 617-715-0125 or email me at asapers@sapers-wallach, that's up here, .com.
And, you know, I'm not promoting divorce for anyone, but, you know, again, if you wanted to break up with your dog, Lisa, you know, I'm the logical second husband for your dog. And, you have the cutest little dog. But if someone were looking for you for normal services like legal services and family practice, how would they find you?
Thank you, Jeffrey. So my phone is 617-966-9582. And I can be reached by email at lcukie@burnslev.com. And that is spelled LCUKIER. B as in boy, U R N as in Nancy, S like Sam, LEV.com.
Well, I guess you've done that before, but next time you come on, I want to see the dog.
Okay.
Right. Thanks, Jeffrey.
I want to thank both of you for being on Radio Entrepreneurs. We're going to keep everybody continuously informed on these two very important topics throughout the year. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this short message.